football. The post-game interview.
Jack, Geelong and Hawthorn epics at Easter Monday. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was obviously a solid game out there. Hawks played a really good brand of footy, and we were able to, you know, play our way most of the game, and it was nice to get the win.
A massive crowd, the biggest home and away crowd for the Cats ever. 88,000, it was pumping, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, you could definitely tell. It was so good to hear the Cats fans turn up today, and hopefully we can keep that going for the rest of the year.
Jack, Tom King, do you realise that's the biggest crowd that you've ever played in front of, home and away style, in front of 88,000?
No, was that more than the prelim last year?
A home and away.
Oh, home and away, yeah. That was amazing.
Can you give us the sense of the atmosphere out in the ground? Are you aware of what's going on in the stands in terms of just the pure cacophony of noise?
Oh, you can definitely feel it. A lot of adrenaline. Definitely something that all the boys really thrive off, especially when we go forward, kick goals, big contests like that. The crowd's really loud and loving it. It's so good.
I won't get you to comment on the incident, but Brian Myers, him going out of the contest, you lose that bit of run, but is there a little bit of, hang on, let's get the 4 points for this bloke who's obviously been flattened?
Yeah, definitely. A bit of fire in the belly. Obviously not what you want, he's okay here in the rooms, which is really good. He sang the song with us. It was just so good to get the win for him.
Jack, what did you talk about at halftime? I know you're in front of the scoreboard, but a few of the statistics were against you, including clearances, particularly in that second quarter.
Yeah, we felt, we weren't really securing the footy that well. They were getting out the front of stoppage a bit. And sort of our balls that were kicking long down the line were falling corridor, and they were able to sort of rebound off that. And they look really good when they play that way. So we made a few little changes to that, and few positional changes, and we're able to get the game back on our term, I thought.
Great to see. I mean, it's been probably a theme for quite a bit of this year, albeit it's still pretty young, but a lot of the younger players doing things at important times. I mean, Sam De Koning was good again tonight. Manor, I know he's not young in terms of age, but he's young in terms of experience, kicks the effectively what is the winning goal. Lawson Humphreys again playing really well. Even Bailey Smith's still only 24. It's great to see that sort of new breed coming through and actually pushing the team in big games.
Oh, it's awesome. I thought Sully and Lawson especially playing a bit more down back tonight. It was so good to see them up close, standing up in a lot of critical contests for us. And Shawnee Manor keeps bobbing up. He's doing really well up there. And obviously Baz has settled in really well at the footy club. And I thought Shannon Neal presented pretty well up forward as well. He's getting his hands on the footy.
Yeah, I think even if you see the replay, I think he's two. You may not get a stat for him, but I think he was involved a couple of pressures late that allowed Manor to kick that goal, which is, if he's doing that, he doesn't necessarily need to be taking 15 marks and kicking 5 goals.
No, exactly. If he's not taking marks, if he's half in the contest and bringing it to ground and letting our smalls go to work, we knew they were a bit a bit of a weakness down back was their ground balls lately. So if we get it to ground, let our forwards go to work, And I thought they did it well tonight.
For Homestyle Aged Care in the fifth quarter, here's Mark Neal speaking with Jack Bowes.
Jack, Ben mentioned before some of the numbers. We kept talking all day. It was just a tale of two different game plans. How did it feel? And could you tell that Hawthorn was sort of dominating the uncontested possession? In fact, I think they had 70 more uncontested possessions than you guys. Could you tell that?
That's interesting. I didn't really feel that out there. I know they had a lot of their willingness to switch the footy and get it off the line. They like to spread the ground. I felt like we set up pretty well for it. There were times when they opened us up through the middle, but majority of the day we're pretty connected. If they're going to take uncontested marks going backwards and stuff like that, we can live with that. But it's the ones going through the middle that hurt us a bit.
Yeah, well, look, we saw the same thing. You were set up terrific. We also thought, despite the lack of numbers, if you just read the stat sheet, you guys won the territory battle. On top of that, we also felt, can you give us a comment around how important it is, that forward line defensive pressure?
Yeah, well, that's interesting if we had sort of less disposals and more territory from them. So, probably a bit of bang for buck, a bit more impact with them, I suppose. But it's hard to look at stats just on their own. You could pick anything, really. But, I thought our ability to come forward and defend and come off our man and impact, especially down back, a lot of the keys were really good at that.
Posey, it wouldn't be an interview without you, without Ben Castagnoli asking his usual question of you.
Yeah, Jack, it's not far away that the electric blanket will be out soon, I would have thought. What are we, into April? You must be just checking the weather forecast, eh?
Oh, it's been an unbelievable summer, I'll tell you that. It's been great, so Yeah, it hasn't been too cold yet.
No, but you won't be far away until you're nestled up with the electric blanket.
No, nah, looking forward to it. Cuddle up in winter.
Magnificent.
Just to let you know, Bailey Smith, just have a chat to him about his language in the post-match interviews with the TV, because he might have just dropped a four-letter word rhyming with duck.
Oh, jeez. He doesn't swear, does he?
He was outstanding. Have you ever let sort of a bit of fruity language go when you shouldn't have?
Off the top of my head, probably not. But, you know, out in the field, anything, you can say anything. I don't want to get caught, though.
Jack, well done. Congratulations. That's a great win. The first leg of the treble at the MCG, knowing you're back here next Sunday to take on the Blues. That's a good start to those trio of games after a nice break after the Crows. Well done. Really appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy, as always.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Jack.
Jack Bowes joining us on K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.